Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, we've been talking about this for a couple of months now, once we knew that Donald Trump was going to be the next president of the United States. If you're in the talk radio world, if you like to do social media, if you like to talk at all, you are not going to run out of things to talk about. It's going to come at us fast and furious and pretty much on a daily basis. And certainly this week off to what I think will be a predictable presidential reign, if you will. Of Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States. So Friday, I spent several hours, started watching at about 8:30 in the morning, and then concluded at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was up in Virginia at a farmhouse of a friend of mine with 10 other guys. We do this once a year. So, but we were just glued to the television. So I was watching the whole inauguration process from the earlier in the morning, the prayer meeting, and then the ride over to the White House. Of course, the Obamas greeting the Trumps, and then their ride over to the Capitol and the whole inauguration thing. But I told you on Friday, I wanted to open up the phones and hear on Facebook Live if you have any comments. What'd you think about the speech? I went through it almost line by line on Friday. I had a transcript of it and went through it. Some powerful moments in that speech. For some people, it was long overdue, and for other people, it sounded like a declaration of war against the entire political system, which I think it was, and I'm grateful for that. Then to other people, it scared the tar out of them, and they're thinking, oh, nationalism, protectionism, sounds like Nazi Germany, blah, blah, blah. You get all that kind of stuff. But what did you think? Number one, I want to know what you think. What did you think about specifically the inauguration speech, but the inauguration in general, if you watch the whole ceremony? What did you think about that? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Was it exciting for you? Was it terrifying? Was it better than you had hoped for? Was it better than you had thought it was going to be, a big train wreck, and that you were just going to hate Trump even more with that speech? A very in-your-face, kind of powerful pro-America speech, anti-government, anti-establishment speech, certainly red meat for those that were big, big Trump supporters. As I've told you many, many times, I voted for Donald Trump. My vote for Donald Trump was had some hopeful elements about the things he was talking about and the things he was promising. But the majority of my vote for Donald Trump was to be a bulwark against Hillary Clinton. And of course, the Clintons didn't look too happy on Friday at the inauguration. That looked rather painful. But what did you think about the speech? And then did you catch any of the women's march on the next day, on Saturday? And what was that all about? So I've been looking at things about the women's march, and now my wife, who gets a report of everything that I see on my computer on the web, is going to wonder what the heck I was doing today preparing for the show. Because you got to go, you know, if I'm looking at some of these pictures of the parades and pictures of the movement and pictures of the sign, and then there's, you know, all the pink hats. Remember all the pink, you saw it's like a sea of pink hats, and they were kind of strange looking. Many of them were knit hats, and they had this certain shape to it. Well, that was put together. That was called, and you're just going to have to go with me here for a minute, okay? I'm not going to go down this road much, but I'm going to go down it enough. That was the Pussy Hat Project, right? A playoff on the phrase pussy cat, but that wasn't their point. Their point was to utilize the first part of that phrase, of the, you know, derogatory, nasty side, you know, all these women with, hey, I'm a nasty woman. What was that? What was that a celebration of? And by the way, there was one of the original national sponsors, was asked to get out because they just crossed a line. Now, you can wear a hat, and there were so many people. I was looking at a webpage. I don't even know if I can put this up on Facebook. And if you want to watch the show today, you can watch it on Facebook Live, facebook.com/C2A Radio. Got live video going right now. Hi, Facebook. And all these women dressed up as the part of the female anatomy beneath the belly button, but above the thigh. Okay? So like full size from the head to the toe, representations of that anatomical part of a woman's body, and full body uniforms, large hats that your face was like in the middle of that. And all, I'm like, what is this? Is this an anti-Trump thing? Is this an anti, any kind of restraint whatsoever march? Is this a anti-lady likeness? Because that's obviously an old, term that's oppressive and might as well be throwing Jews in a railroad cart and driving them off to Auschwitz. What was this? So what was your reaction? You can chime in on one or both today here on Call to Action, 866-348-7884. What did you think, number one, about Donald Trump's acceptance speech? And what did you think, number two, if you were assaulted, perhaps, by the Women's March, which not only took place here in America, but and the main one in Washington, D.C., but places around the world, smaller ones, hundreds of people, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, half a million, they say, in Washington, D.C. It certainly looked like a believable number. And that was just crazy, but no room in there for any pro-life people. So there was one of the national sponsors that was going to be a part of it, had signed up to be a national sponsor, and then they bounced him out. Said, no. You can't be in here because, you know, we're all about women's rights. But if you're against abortion, well, you can't be here. So who cares about the women that are aborted? Who cares about the post-abortive women and the women that choose that and go down that road and have to deal with the emotional, psychological, spiritual, and physical scars of abortion? You know, we're not going to talk about that. Yeah, you can't. But if you want to wear a hat that depicts the female anatomical part and wear your whole body, that, or you just want to go nude and write kind of graphic, disgusting things on your body and walk around Washington, D.C., well, you're the more than welcome to be there. So what was all of that? So it's just this is just the divide. And I read another article earlier today, and Rush Limbaugh, if you're a Rush Limbaugh fan, and whether you are or not is irrelevant right now, but Rush Limbaugh has talked for years that when you get from a conservative perspective, when you get a kind of a really, really out there, far left leaning liberal on the air and they start talking, don't interrupt them. Don't just let them talk. Give them all kinds of line and let all that kind of crazy worldview, anti-Christian, anti-conservative, personal rights, get all that stuff. You'll see it all. Just that whole radical worldview will be massively on display the more room you give an uber liberal to talk. And that was exactly what we saw in this Women's March. So what'd you think of Trump's speech? And what did you think of the Women's March? It, one or the other, or both if you want. 866-348-7884. Come on, give me a call because I really want to know what you thought of one or the other or both. 866-34-TRUTH. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Call to Action Radio. It is Steve Noble. Great to be back with you. I was out of town on Friday, but did the show anyway. I couldn't help myself. I'm like, I have to stop, watch all this, watch the speech, and then commented on that and did a whole show, almost a whole show. I had a friend up there that was right around all the violence, was blocked from getting out onto the mall for the actual inauguration part. So my buddy called in live from D.C. on Friday. And then I spent the rest of the show just kind of pulling some of the biggest lines out of Donald Trump's acceptance speech at the inauguration of our 45th president. So that's up on the website, C2A Today.com, C2A as in called to action, C2A Today.com. You can go to the podcast page and you'll find it there and you can hear all that. But today I want to hear from you. And then in the last segment of the show, Money Mondays, which we do a full Money Monday at the beginning of the month. So that's a couple weeks out. And then on the other Mondays, we do a Money Monday update at the end of the show, the last segment, about the last 10 minutes of the show. With David Fisher from Landmark Capital, we're going to talk about a bunch of things. What's going on in Britain? What's going on? How's that affecting us? What about Obamacare, the trade laws, everything that's going on? And Donald Trump got started. He didn't waste any time over the weekend, but today imposed a hiring freeze for some federal government workers as a way to shrink the size of government. That excludes the military. Signed the notice that U.S. will begin withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. And then a big one for us that are champions of life, in order to reinstate the so-called Mexico City policy, a ban on federal funds to international groups that perform abortions or lobby to legalize or promote abortion. So that Obama's had that in full effect. We've been funding, our federal government's been funding international abortion efforts around the globe with your money and mine. And now that Donald Trump's in there on day number two and a half, really, boom, we reinstate the Mexico City policy and our money no longer going to baby murders around the world. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that. So what do you think, again, about the speech and or about the Women's March? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Got people chiming in on Facebook Live, too. So I will include their comments as much as I can during the show today. But what'd you think about the speech? And if you were like an anti-Donald or a kind of cold to Donald thing, what'd that speech do for you? If you were pro-Donald, if you can't stand Donald Trump, what'd that speech do to you? And then the Women's March as well, which was mostly tacky and disgusting from my perspective. Although, you know, it's who doesn't agree that women should be treated with love and dignity and respect and have the same rights as men? I mean, for the most part. I mean, I don't agree with women on the front lines and stuff like that, but for physical limitations. But that this wasn't what that, to me, this wasn't what that was about. This was just in your face. We're ticked off. Donald Trump's a scumbag, and we want to vent our anger at life. And so you saw all that all weekend on Saturday at that. Just amazing and kind of alarming. But what'd you think? The speech and or the Women's March? 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. I really want to hear from somebody other than myself. What did you think? What was your reaction? I want to see what is going on out there in Americana here on Call to Action Radio today. Let's go to Brenda, who's calling in from Winston-Salem. Brenda, you're on with Steve. You want to say something about the speech and the Women's March. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I wanted to just say, relating to the speech, I thought it was overwhelming. I was so proud. It made me proud to be an American. I mean, it was so respectful. It was just, I loved it.
Brenda, were you a Trump fan going into it already?
At first, I didn't know about him, you know, but the more that I see him and the more he says and the way he stands up and the people that he has got elected to help him, I've just got so much respect for him now.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like that God is really honored with the things he's saying, I think. And America is really being lifted up more now. I mean, it's lifted my head. It's lifted my spirit to see and hear the things that he's doing and saying.
Yeah, I think there's a groundswell of optimism akin to what happened when Reagan came in. What about the Women's March, Brenda? As a woman, did you see any of that?
Oh, I saw it on the internet, and that was so, I just thought that was so disrespectful. It just hurt me so much to see women, just like what you said, in your face, you know, and not only to him, but to the Lord.
You're for Brenda. I mean, like I said before, I would assume Brenda, as a woman, is for women's rights, right?
Well, I feel like women should have rights, but I feel like when it goes against the word of God, then the rights stop.
Amen, sister.
I'm a Christian. And I feel like that, yeah, they should have rights as far as, you know, being treated respectfully. But when it comes to abortion rights, I'm totally against abortion. Because
yeah,
and it goes against the word of God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you saw, you saw a lot of that there, Brenda, and I got to get to some other calls. I appreciate you listening, and thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate that. And when you start looking at the signs, it looked like, you know, a lot of it was pretty much anti-Trump. I'm ticked off because Donald Trump's our president, and he's said and done some things, which I agree. I can't defend some of the things Donald Trump has said or done with respect to women or other people in the way he's said things. But you know, I'm not going to sit in there and get into a moral equivalence game, all right? I'm just telling you, I had a problem with things that he'd said and done in the past. Absolutely no question about it. Multiple marriages, all that kind of stuff. All right, I'm with you. I do not hold Donald Trump as a moral compass for anybody on many, many fronts. But just to go ballistic because your person didn't win, and then all the all the venom against anything pro-life. Like I said, there was a young a demonstration of pro-lifers there who they got spit on and yelled at. They were yelling unbelievably terrible things at these young women who were just there saying, "Hey, what about the life issue? Isn't this a women's issue too? Women's rights, not just the women that are aborted, you know, in the womb, and then sometimes by Planned Parenthood torn apart and sold, but women who then have to deal with post-abortive trauma, stress, emotional, physical, spiritual, all of that." And so, no, you know, women's rights, except for that. No. You can't come in here. What'd you think about the speech and or the Women's March? 866-348-7884. 7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Ben, who's calling in from Durham, North Carolina, right in my backyard. Ben, this is Steve. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I would say, you know, I have the unique experience of coming to faith later in my life at 38. And one of the things that happened was I was immediately repulsed by some of the things I used to enjoy and or that just maybe washed over me in the past. And so I began to be really interested in what was going on culturally. And what I see happening is, like you said, the mask is really coming off. And God is working in this way, in that those who believe, I believe many of them are going to become emboldened. We're going to grow bolder in our faith because we're really seeing this mask come off. We're really seeing what's under the mask.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing the face of the devil all throughout culture, throughout music, throughout movies, throughout these people marching on D.C., the way they were behaving, the way, you know, Ashley Judd was speaking, the way Madonna was speaking. It's absolutely disgusting to one who loves the Lord. And it's apparent, and it's like in your face. So I think for those of us in Christ, we're going to grow more bold. And also for those who are kind of sitting on the fence and who, you know, maybe have some questions about faith, I believe you'll find more people that are starting to look towards faith
yeah.
for answers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
that's a
they're
great.
They're going to be like, man, this is, they're going to be like, you know, I may not be a Christian, but this is scary.
Yeah, you start realizing, and thanks for calling in, Ben, and that's a great way of looking at it. The veil is coming off, the face of evil and human depravity, human sin. I mean, listen, at the end of Romans chapter 1, you know, talks about, hey, they know God's justice requires those that do these things deserve to die, yet they do them anyway. Worse yet, they encourage others to do them too. They celebrate it. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. 'Cause you are more. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. One more segment talking about Donald Trump's speech. Did it inspire you? Did it scare you? And what about the Women's March? What'd that do for you? Your view of America, your view, maybe your view of women, your view of liberals, your view of the state of the divided states of America. I mean, how did these things affect you on Friday and then again on Saturday? Here on Call to Action Radio, this is Steve Noble, 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. By the way, if you're watching on Facebook, you can call in too. I mean, you can post things here on Facebook, but you can call in too. We're live right now on the air on the radio. So 866-348-7884. Really, seriously, would love to know what you thought of that speech on Friday. And another friend of mine, loves the Lord, said he thought it was kind of disturbing. It was a little over the top. And I was like, well, I think we need to declare war on the political system and the powers that be. And essentially, and metaphorically speaking, I think that's what Donald Trump did. So I appreciated it. And then, by the way, it's been the most Jesus honoring inauguration that I think we've ever seen since we've been recording these things anyway. In terms of the people that were at the prayer meeting Friday morning, the people that spoke during the inauguration, I was worried about Paula White, who's a bit of a prosperity pastor, but she did. She knocked it out of the park. And then again yesterday or Saturday at the big national cathedral, you know, it was an interfaith thing, but many of the Christians that were there, including Greg Laurie, the pastor I work with out of Harvest in Southern California, Jesus this, Jesus that, and in Jesus' name, over and over and over again. That was awesome. Total touchdown. I love that. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. But please call in quickly. This is our last segment on this. The last segment, we're going to talk to our buddy David Fisher at Landmark Capital. Let's go to David, who's calling in from right here in Raleigh, North Carolina, right where I live. David, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
You're welcome. I agree 100% with you. I'm pro-life. But I don't think all those women were marching because of abortion. And I just feel uncomfortable with sort of lumping all liberals together or all the conservatives together.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, David. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm sure not all of them were vehemently anti pro-life, as some of them appeared to be, and
right.
Not every woman in the group is vulgar. So that's a great point.
But I also want to say, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, but we know in the past President Trump has been very disrespectful towards women with the things that he said, and it sounds like he's been sexually abusive to women. He's called
yeah, so, well, let me ask you this question,
ugly.
David, because, well, let me ask you this question, because, of course, a lot of allegations have been made. Nothing has stuck legally. There's been allegations made. So what do we do with that? What do you do with that?
Kelly was bleeding from everywhere.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He did say, I grabbed him by the.
Okay. I can't. All right, David, if you're going to call in to live radio, I just dropped him because, you know, you have to be careful and be respectful. You can't just drop that into a live radio broadcast. Even though we have a delay, I'm just not going to allow it. Now, on Facebook Live, like, I just read something from the website that explained all these pink hats, and I'll do that there, but I'll tell people, okay, but I'm not going to keep doing it. And so I'm sorry. I appreciated your point, and we can't paint with a broad brush, David. I agree. But show some decorum and know that you're on live radio and Christian radio to boot. And you don't just drop that in, okay? So if you call back another time, just please remember that, because I'm not going to allow it. That's why I dropped you. But listen, to that point, here's the interesting thing. This is what holds me back a little bit on Donald Trump. A bunch of things that he's did, and all of them are inexcusable, the things that I think we can all agree on. But that was all made public. So here's where I keep my powder dry a little bit, David, and everybody else that's listening or watching. Here's where I keep my powder dry. If you took every single thing that I ever said in the last 25 years, and part of that 22 years of walking with God as best as I can, and sometimes poorly, but other times well, if you took all that junk and started splashing it all over the place, you'd be like, why am I even listening to this guy on radio? Well, yeah, Christian radio, not the least of which to say, wow, holy cow, you thought that? You said that? You actually said that to somebody? Now, I've never done something as crazy as what he said he did, but that was allegation, right? He said it, but how many guys don't say things that they never did? Hey, did that girl kiss you? Oh, yeah, it was awesome. She didn't even hold his hand. So my point is, nobody, okay? Nobody's, he is without sin, pick up the stone and throw away. Go ahead, knock yourself out. So that's where I keep my powder dry. And I remember that before I take the speck of dust out of my brother's eye, I need to deal with the plank in my own. I'm not making any excuses for Donald Trump. But that does not equate to what we saw in the Women's March. And even though I'm sure there's some women there that were just like, hey, I think women deserve equal rights. That's cool. I'm with you. Where were the signs, by the way, about all the abusiveness of the Muslim world towards women? Where was that? Why can't they ever talk about that? Why don't liberals ever talk about that? Hillary Clinton doing business with Saudi Arabia, where Saudi Arabia, talk about homosexual side, imprisons, tortures, and chemically castrates, and sometimes kills homosexuals. Where's that? I didn't see that in there. Let's go to Mike, who's calling in from Greensboro. Sorry, Mike, I had to get that off my chest. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
That's all right. I totally understand. I just wanted to say that I wasn't a big Trump fan at the beginning, but I think he's kind of growing on me in that speech. I might go so far to say is it inspired me in a couple of areas, mostly because it wasn't a platitude, you know, big word, word you can't really understand kind of speech. It was
right.
It was plain language, and he was speaking to us. And when he said this American carnage ends right here and right now, I thought that was very powerful.
Yeah.
So that's what I liked about it the best. And again, I didn't start out as a Trump fan, but I think he's growing on me.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And Mike, thanks so much for calling, and thanks for staying on hold for a while. And I was like, okay, you know, but here's our role. Vigilance. Vigilance is the eternal cost of freedom. Vigilance. So we need to hold his feet to the fire as much as we would hold Barack Obama's feet to the fire. Let's go to Victoria calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Victoria, you're on with Steve. Go ahead. And turn your radio down in the back if it's still up there, please.
I'm on the Bluetooth. Is it still messing up?
You're good. Go ahead, Victoria.
Okay, I have been a Donald Trump fan from the beginning. I am black, and it's because, just like they said, Hillary's been in office for 30 years. She has done absolutely nothing. Barack was in there 8 years. He has done absolutely nothing. And with Donald Trump's speech, his speech exposed how they hadn't done anything for the American people. And the people that, the women that marched, a lot of them, I don't really believe they knew why they were marching. And if you lay down with dogs, you'll get up with fleas. Because I say, if you're a Christian, some of those demonic things they were saying and disrespect they had for the government, which the Bible. I would tell you to give respect to those in authority, they wouldn't even have been in that march. So I am a total fan of Donald Trump and what he's been doing since he got in office. I'm very proud of him, and I have been praying for him. And I thank God that he did see fit, because the Bible said God put one up and take one down.
That's right.
And promotion don't come from the east or the west. Promotion comes from the Lord. And these people need to get over it. They Amen. Need to get over it. They lost. And if they love their country, they'll do everything. And where there's unity, there's strength. They'll join together and just give Donald Trump a chance and see what he's going to do.
Right, that's exactly right, Victoria, and thanks so much for calling in. I couldn't have said that any better myself, and especially thanks for adding in the prayers there. Whether you like him or not, I'd go back to Dave who called in. Whether you like him or not, if you call yourself a Christian, the scriptures make it perfectly clear. 1 Timothy 2nd chapter, pray for those in authority over you so that you may live quiet and peaceable lives. If you're not praying for those in authority over you, whether you like them or not, you're in violation of scripture. If you're a Christian, you need to pray for those in authority over you. Whether you like him or not, whether they're your party or not, we're commanded to pray for them. And Donald Trump needs to be prayed for many, many reasons. And pray for his salvation, too. I know tons of people. I know for a fact that the gospel's been shared with him many, many times. Pray that he's born again and pray that he has the right wisdom around him and the right godly counselors. And just pray for him. Pray for all of our elected officials, either party, both parties, top to bottom, federal, state, and local. Let's go to Waleed, who's calling in from Raleigh. Waleed, thanks for calling. This is Steve with Call to Action. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Steve? I believe we talked over Facebook once before.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. My thought about the speech, I was just, to be honest with you, I was very, very happy to hear the Lord's name over and over again by not only the President Trump, but the rest of the people that were there in the inauguration. It's just that where the actual hope comes from. And I've never felt such joy. You know, I just felt that our country right now, it's in the Lord's hand. And it was before, and it always will be. But I'm just happy that to see the Lord's name being declared over our country.
Yeah.
And as far as everything else that happens, that's all distraction to me, and that's how I see it. My background is from a different country.
Yeah, Waleed, I'm up against a hard break, buddy. I got to let you go. I'm up against a hard break. But I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciated that, too, as many times as the Lord's name was used and the name of Jesus, the J-bomb, dropped throughout the inauguration. That was a huge praise. We'll be right back with David Fisher. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio, changing gears here. And as we have a new president in office now and getting busy today, over the weekend, and we're going to see a lot happening in a very short period of time. Donald Trump's a businessman. He gets stuff done. He's a fast mover. Guy sleeps like 4 hours a night. He's a work machine. One of the times with his previous marriages, he was wondering why he was even getting married, because he was married to his business. This guy is a workhorse. So things are going to change fast and furious as much as they can from the executive branch's perspective. But what does that mean to us, not just socially, but what about fiscally? What does it mean to us in terms of our own investments and retirement? And so every Monday we have the pleasure of having my good friend and brother in Christ, David Fisher from Landmark Capital. That's landmarkgold.com. As always, join us with a Money Monday update. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm good. What'd you think of the inauguration?
I thought it was great. Really short, you know, one of the shortest ones in history in modern day. It was to the point, and he said what he's been saying, and he's saying it again, and now he's doing it.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating as these things unfold rather quickly. Well, let's get to, we've got a biblical application, a lot of people's favorite passages of scripture. And then before we jump into the international and domestic, do you think maybe we can talk about the coin giveaway after that? Can we do that first?
Sure.
And give people a chance to respond? Okay, but let's go to the word first, as we should. Philippians 4:13.
Absolutely. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, putting this scripture into context, you almost have to read a few verses ahead of time and the verse after it, but because of time, we don't have to do that. But really what is being talked about here is he's saying that in the verse before, it's in anything and in every circumstance, I've learned the secret of being fulfilled in both in hungry and both in abundance. And really, so then he goes on and says, I can do all things. So really, my interpretation for this is, in context of the backdrop of the presidency, Trump's saying a lot of things, and he wants to do all things, but whatever he does or doesn't do, let's give him our prayerful support, and let's be content in the things that he's going to do for us, and let's look at it, you know, the glass is half full, not half empty right now.
Amen. What a great, great point and a great application, especially now. And keep ringing that bell about praying for those in authority over us, according to 1 Timothy chapter 2. And that takes me to now I've got this beautiful silver coin in my hand that I keep here in the studio. And I wanted to talk about that for a few minutes, because right now, after what we've seen on the inauguration day and the violence and the protests and then the women's march on Saturday, which I was just talking about here on the show, David, this kind of call for unity is so important that we at least try to move towards that as citizens, as neighbors, as Americans. Tell us about this coin, because it's got a rich place in American history when it comes to a call for unity and its timing in American history.
This was produced from 1798, get my dates right, to 1921. And this was the first coin that the U.S. minted in the silver dollar, the $1 coin, to be used as currency that put back on our currency the motto, "In God We Trust." Before this, our country was divided during Civil War times, and they took the "In God We Trust" off our coinage. And some people believe, you know, when you take that off your monetary system, you're starting to take them out of the fabric of the being of who we are, and you're destined to fall as a country. And it showed up in a Civil War and many other reasons, too. But so in reference to bringing back our country together, this coin specifically was designed, and the front of the coin is the design of the Lady Statue of Liberty from the neckline up. And in her crown, it has the two primary crops from the North and the South, wheat and cotton. On the back, it has the eagle, and above the eagle is where they put the motto, "In God We Trust," representing God is over our country, or we are one nation under God. And some historians write that it's actually some people wanted the presence of God being brought back to our country. So in lieu of that, in celebration of our new president, I want to give out this free silver Morgan dollar to the first 21 callers. Actually, let's expand that to 50 callers, because I want to bombard our phone lines here.
Awesome.
And shut them down. For people who have been hearing my voice, have never called in before, been talking on your program about this bail-in, which is still intact, and they want to learn how to protect their money, and they have a 401k or an IRA or stocks, bonds, mutual fund, or maybe just money in the bank that they're concerned about. They want to get protected and learn how to diversify. Not only will they get the literature, but they're going to get an incentive to call, and I've helped a lot of people just because of that coin. They want to get started, actually.
Yeah, it's a beautiful silver Morgan dollar. The one I've got in my hand was dated 1887, an uncirculated one, just beautiful. And yeah, I pulled out a quarter and a dime out of my pocket, David, and "In God We Trust" is on there, but it's on the lower part. On this one, "In God We Trust" above the eagle, "In God We Trust" above the very symbol of our nation. A really, really awesome thing. I would just ask my friends to remember that, hey, don't take advantage of David's generosity here. Please be interested in precious metals and these investments as an IRA and getting this kind of information. Make that a serious inquiry, if you would, please. I just ask you that personally for my friend David, and just to protect him from anybody just kind of taking advantage of that generosity. That phone number to get the coin, first 50 callers, really kind of you, David, as always. 844-879-8882. 844-879-8882. If you're watching here on Facebook Live, you can see the coin that I have in my hands. Just beautiful and a great symbol coming out of the, 1887, just a little while after the Civil War. And it feels like we're kind of there ideologically anymore. But let's get back to our updates here. Let's talk about Britain and what's going to happen with our relationship with them. And now that Donald Trump's president, let's keep it in that context. We'll go international update first.
Well, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, announced that there was going to be a Brexit happening last week, and now she's going to be meeting with our president here at the end of this week. They're trying to open trade relationships, and that's in essence a synonymous move with the Brexit. We'll open trade with Britain, with the rest of the world, And Trump wants to be first in line. He's the only person that stepped forward that's, with Prime Minister says, let's meet and see how we both can help each other's countries through trade relationship. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and he's pretty fast and furious with meeting with industry leaders and international leaders, so I think we're going to see some things move quickly here. Let's jump across the pond, and we'll start with Obamacare. Do you think we'll actually see it repealed and replaced, David?
I do. There's two bills before being presented to the president about repealing and replacing of Obamacare. You know, this is a very touchy topic, but I think it's going to get repealed and replaced. It might take a little bit more time than just 1 or 2 days here, but I think within the month we're going to see some movement that direction, yes.
And then what about trade laws? I mean, this has been a big deal. He started with the TPP move today. That's going to NAFTA. He's going to go fast and furious. You know, a lot of people are concerned about opening up a trade war with China. But what about trade laws and regulations? He was meeting with some industry leaders today in the White House and told them that he really wants to roll back, you know, 75% of the regulations out there. I think he actually said at least. So from a financial perspective and an investment perspective and from a precious metals perspective, what does all that mean to us?
Well, if you take away, you know, he does want to repeal the TTP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was established in 2005 with 4 countries and moved to a greater movement of 12 countries in 2008. It's more restrictive than helpful to our country because we're the biggest country in the world. And NAFTA is restrictive more than helpful. And so this is where he's cutting regulations, one of many areas. I think this is with Britain, I think it's going to help our country get our goods and services to the rest of the world at cheaper prices that they can buy, and this will be a benefit and will help grow the economy and put America back to work.
Now, what about the markets? Because I think, you know, maybe people were expecting, because that was such a strong pro-America, pro-business, pro-jobs speech that he gave on Friday, that the market's going to take off. But what I'm looking at right now, it's down 27 points today.
Well, imagine it's just kind of like somebody saying, hey, we're going to take you on this incredible vacation. And, you know, previous people have maybe said that to you before, and they didn't come through with what they said. But this person is a brand new person, and he follows through, but you don't have that experience. But that vacation is 3 or 4 months away, maybe 6 months away. So you're all excited, but then the ether wears off, and you still got to go work and every day. But you're still anticipating this because he keeps talking about it. It's kind of like what's going on right now. There's a lot of excitement, but is yet to see happen is a whole other thing. The markets are not interpreting the excitement anymore. That's worn off. Now they're waiting to see if this is going to happen. So as a result of that, gold is up today, the dollar's down, stocks are off, and unless we see Trump actually getting these things through and them actually benefiting the country, and that's a whole other thing, Trump has a lot of work to do, then you're going to see the markets respond in a positive way. But it's going to be some time.
Yeah, it's going to take some time. So as always, we need to be patient and not assume the sky is falling every single day based on the headlines. We're talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital, who's with us every Monday for Money Monday updates. And then the first Monday in February, we'll do a full show, and wanted to follow up on his very kind offer, the Morgan Silver Dollar. If you're interested in finding out more about precious metals as an investment or your IRA having physical metals and actually being able to take possession of that, and these white papers about the bail-in, all kinds of great information and education is available. First 50 callers today, so 844-879-8882 at Landmark Capital, 844-879-8882. You've been in this business now for over 20 years. Are you, David, are you optimistic? Are you cautiously optimistic? How are you reacting to this new presidency?
Cautiously optimistic, but more cautious, because he's had a Congress he has to put things through.
Yeah, exactly right. That's always there. It's meant to be there to slow the entire process down, but keep praying for the president, as David admonished us earlier, Philippians 4:13. David Fisher, Landmark Capital, always great to have you on, buddy. Thanks for the update. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, God bless, Steve.
Okay, you too. That phone number again for that Morgan Silver Dollar really is beautiful, and he's a great man, loves the Lord. Great outfit, great people there to help you, just to educate you and inform you. The decision, obviously, is up to you. 844-879-8882 is their number. 844-879-8882 for the free silver Morgan Dollar coin. This is Steve Noble of Call to Action. And God willing, I'll talk to you again tomorrow.